You know, yes. We used to have segments on this show that were, we had more segments on the show than we used to. We had more segments on the show than we do now. I read something on Twitter the other day and I laughed out loud and I thought to myself, hey, we should have a little segment like the tweet of the week, like a tweet of the week, something that somebody tweeted that made you laugh or it was like, it won the internet, as the kids say. And this week's tweet of the week, do we have, let me see if I got this here. This week's tweet of the week comes from Big Fatty from Big Fatty Online in reply to Sam in the Hinterlands. Sam in the Hinterlands wrote, "Why must the corporate world say things like apply the learnings, clarify that ask, operationalize the strategy and information artifacts?" And Fatty replied, "I'll stick a pin in this for later." So congratulations, Big Fatty. You had the Mix Minus tweet of the week.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Congratulations, Big Fatty. You won the internet.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3358. Oh, the BFO for Monday the 21st of December 2020, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my weekend, and I've got lots of cards and gifts. Big Fatty! Incarcerators, Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, it's not just Monday. Y'all, it's the shortest day of the year, Big Fatty. In the Northern Hemisphere, it's the longest day of the year in the Southern Hemisphere. Y'all, it's the solstice, the winter solstice. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. The winter solstice, is that anything to, Dr. Scholl's solstice pads? Big Fatty, where did that come? I have no idea. Big Yeah, see, y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the full right little show. It was a pretty calm weekend here in Fat Acres. It was matter of fact. We did have Fatty at Fridays. Yes, Big Fatty. Fatty at Fridays. One of my favorite picture shows this time of year. It's true. Durwood said, well, he wanted this to be his crema party. And then he said, no, we're not going to do this as his crema party. Maybe we'll just cook some steaks on the grill. And then he decided he was just going to go and get steak bites at the Outback and get scrimps and lobster tails at the Scarlet Crustacean and get some sort of charcuterie. Big Fatty, there were no crackers involved. You were right. It was a meat and cheese plate, cubed up meat and cheese with some grapes on top for a splash of color. Then he had these little, it was on some sort of Mexican bread. It's like little pita bread things, but it had turkey and a cucumber and hummus. You know, that's what you know, if you ever need hummus, just look in a baby's diaper. Big Fatty. Y'all, there was entirely too much food. Y'all, we had a lovely evening. Y'all, I made a wassail. I made wassail. It's I bought some of the wassail mix at the Biltmore Estate when we went up there, and so I did that and warmed up a bottle of Moose Pea wine. Oh yes, Big Fatty, and put that mix in there. Y'all, it was quite good. Durwood and I drank it all. Then let's see, y'all. I've slept very well this weekend as well. I worry that Whitman Tinka is, an idol. Tinka is the devil's workshop. It's true. And Big Fatty, maybe they've shut down the Tinka Institute of Insomnia for the holiday. Well, you know, that's probably what's happened. He's probably going on a vacation to Puerto Vallarta or something like that. Yes, Big Fatty, everybody's doing that this year. Anyway, got up Saturday morning. And y'all, you know, the last time I made the cheese cookeries, by the way, several people have made the cheese cookeries, and they've been a success, I think, for everybody that's made them. So it makes Big Fatty very happy about that. Y'all, I the last batch I made were awful, just horrible, horrible, I tell you. And so, y'all, I said, well, I'm gonna make a single batch. I usually make a double batch when I make them. I'm gonna make a single batch, and I'm gonna use the butter I normally use, and I'm going to use the Pillsbury flour. And so I did that, and y'all, they were better, but they still weren't right. So y'all, what I did is I took that Pillsbury flour. And I poured it into a Ziploc bag and threw it in the trash. And y'all, then I pulled out my Von's East all-purpose flour and my Land O'Lakes butter. And y'all, I made them, and they were perfect. They were just perfect. So, and y'all, Saturday night, Gavin and Jim had a little Zoom and y'all, Amy, pocket size Amy's stuck her head in also. I think there were about a dozen of us. I'm not going to try to remember everybody because, you know, I don't have a memory. Well, I could try to remember, and then I could just skip Steve the Tater, because, you know, he thinks that I'm out for him. Big Fatty. what am I saying? What did I bring up Saturday night? I don't know. Big Fatty, shall I cue up the downtown music? No, but y'all, the car did that to me again. Y'all, I went out Saturday afternoon. I said, you know what? I better get me a final count of the crema decorations here in Fat Acres. 279. So we had a few more that got in the crema spirit since the last time I counted. Big Fatty, are you resetting your tallywhacker? I am. And by the way, Joe in Dallas, thank you so much for those. It's just made counting so much easier. Yes, Big Fatty, but sometimes you hit the wrong button, so you still fucked it up. Well, you know, that's motor skills. Yes, Big Fatty, and you don't have any. I'm trying to think. Saturday night. What did I do Saturday night? Y'all, I think I just watched... I watched some of the sports ball. You know, it was the different championships of the sports ball, and so I watched that, and y'all, I kind of before we do anything else, y'all, I woke up Saturday morning, and y'all, this is why you're incarcerators. I woke up Saturday morning, and I had a message from the 20. And y'all, let me just find it right here and tell you, y'all, Big Fatty has been in the Twitty jail. I have been in the Twitty jail. And y'all, this is what it said. It says, "Hi, Big Fatty. Your account at Big Fatty has been locked for violating the Twitter rules, specifically for violating our rules against hateful conduct. You may not promote violence against, threaten, or harass other people on the basis of race, ethnicity, national origin, sexual orientation, gender identity, religious affiliation, age, disability, or serious disease." Now, y'all, I'm going, dear God, what did I send? Y'all, it was a message. It was a message that I posted. You know that Mr. Tim Kumar, every Friday, he puts out a kind of a follow Friday thing. So y'all, I always respond to it. And y'all, my response to Mr. Tim Kumar is what got me thrown into the Twitty jail. Now, let me just read it to you. It says, "At Tim Kumar, hope the fat man visits you Thursday night. Ho, 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 from the BFO." And y'all, that's what got me into the Twitty jail. Big Fatty, you're, that's hateful. That is just hateful. I see y'all, I've gotten lots of packages and cards, so y'all, let's open the first one here, see what it is. Y'all, it's a flat envelope. Oh, I gotta have the scissors for that. Big Fatty! and let's just cut that open, just like that. Let's just see what we got here. Oh, Big Fatty, look, it's a little envelope. There's nothing in there that says who this is from. Let's just see what's in the envelope here, and it is, oh, Big Fatty, it's from, oh, look at that, it's from Stacy and Ron up there in the Hillsboro, North Kakalaki, y'all, it's a Total Wine, a gift kit, and it says, "Wishing you a Merry Crema and a Happy New Year." Stacy and Ron, you're just so sweet to do that. That is just Big Fatty. You'll drink that in about 15 minutes. Well, maybe. But thank you so much for that. That is just lovely. The next card that I have here, y'all, it's from Kim. And Kim asked me address of the villa last week sometime. Oh, by the way, everybody will get their crema cards after crema, because between the post office and Big Fatty Dragon is Club Foot. No, Big Fatty, that's Durwood. Oh, yeah. Y'all, they're just not going to get to you on time. So let's just see. Oh, we got a little card here, and it's a red card, and it says, "Season's greetings." And it says, "Happy holidays. May all your wishes come true. Thanks for the laughter the year round, Ken and Vinny." Well, Ken and Vinny, thank you so much for that. Y'all, they're up there in the Connecticut. Big Vinny, we love the Connecticut. And Ken, y'all, that's just so sweet. Just so sweet. Y'all, the next one, y'all, the skull has been at it again. Y'all, it's a card. Y'all, it's from Princess Hannah. "Taped up like the skull." Y'all, you open it up. Oh, look, Big Fatty. And it says, "Hi, could you help me and stick your finger through this hole. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. So y'all, I'm gonna stick my finger through the hole. Oh, Big Fatty, look, and keep it there until I can find a carrot. Big Fatty. And it's the snowman, and your finger becomes the carrot. Big Fatty. Thanks, and Merry Christmas. Boy Genius and I bought this, or actually he's the young adult genius, and I bought this in August for you. Wishing you the very best, Merry Krema, Princess Hanna, and we'll just call him the young man genius. Ready? And that's just so sweet. They got it in August. Anyway, Princess Anna, thank you so much for that. Y'all, the next one is from KC. You know, KC and Holly sent me that leather bear ointment. Y'all, the horror tree, I mean, I'm sorry, the naughty tree is, y'all, it's looking good. It's looking good. Y'all, it's a fancy envelope with a little bird and a tree. And y'all, you open it up, and let's see what we got here. Oh, big look, big look. Oh. Y'all, it is, it says Merry Christmas, and it says Santa mail. And y'all, it's a little mailbox, and there's little birds, and crema lights, and y'all, sticking out the top of it it looks like a couple of enormous things, and y'all, then over to the side by the fence, y'all, there's a special chair, and I cannot believe this, and it says BFO. Wishing you a crema filled with happiness and wonderful surprises. and it says, watch for a box coming your way. Big Fatty, you've already gotten the box. Oh, well, anyway. And it says, we hope you have an enormously special holiday filled with some enormous surprises. Holly and Casey, well, boys, thank you so much for that. That is just lovely. And y'all, I've got three more cards, and y'all, I've got two packages from that Lesbeterian delivery service. Y'all, one of these cards is from that gosh chick, because it's painted, and y'all, the envelope has become slightly damaged. But I think whatever's inside will be A-okay. You know, Gus Chan paints the envelope. Y'all, I don't see how it says do not bend. It didn't say don't take a chunk out of it, though. Gus Chan, I can't believe that only took one stamp. But anyway, y'all, before we go today, y'all, I've got a little bit of sad news to pass along. And I'm sorry to have to do this. But y'all, you remember my straight boyfriend, Phil, that used to live out there in the Oregon? Well, his father passed away a few weeks ago. And y'all, he sent me an e-letter saying that on Thursday of this past week, his mother passed away of the COVID. And dad passed away 3 weeks ago. He says, I've got to stop writing you because I only send you bad news. But y'all, part of what he sent me, it was a picture of his hand and his mother holding his hand between her two hands. And y'all, it is the epitome of love. So y'all send us, keep Phil in your thoughts. That's just it. Thanks for sharing that, Phil. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Mix Minus. And Daniel, what you got to say?
Congratulations, Big Fatty. You won the internet.
Oh, all sales final? Can that be returned?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.